Our next coach in the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 0-3 in conference, 1-6 overall. Purdue has a bye on Saturday before returning to action by hosting Nebraska on October 31st. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, and you know, it's good to have a week off this week to kind of reassess some things that we're doing and give some guys a chance to get some rest and get some guys back. I thought we played pretty well for a long period of time last week. Obviously didn't get the win up at Wisconsin against a good football team, but we'll get back to work as a staff later this week in terms of team preparation for Nebraska.
All right, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Stacy Cardi with Gold and Black Illustrated.
Hey, Daryl, what's DJ's status?
DJ has an ankle sprain. The x-rays were negative. They're saying probably, you know, 2 weeks. We'll have to see how he recovers. He was moving around pretty good on Sunday with a boot on, but we'll have to see where he is when we get back to work this week.
So what would that mean for the offense? Certainly, you know, Markell has carried the load a little bit this year already.
Yeah, you know, obviously Markell will be the number one guy if DJ can't go, and then we'll have to figure out who 2 and 3 are going to be.
What would you say that the offensive identity is of this team?
Well, I think, you know, based on what we did last week, I think a lot determines on who you're playing. And we knew that they had 2 great pass rushers, and you can't put guys on islands. So that's why we did the things that we did last week. I think if you ask me the identity, I still think we want to spread people out and be able to do a little bit of, you know, zone read and some of the other things off the zone read.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Harmon with Lafayette Journal.
Hello, Daryl.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Fine. I mean, did you think you'd be farther along offensively at this point, especially after changing quarterbacks?
Obviously, you like to be farther along. Still playing a young guy, and we got to be much more productive than what we are in terms of the points that we're scoring. I think that, you know, there's still some things we broke down up front in that second half where guys fell off the blocks. I mean, it's no one particular thing, but we have to get some of those other things ironed out.
How do you get more out of the return game?
Yeah, we had a couple. One return we had the other day, our center fell off the block. Otherwise, I thought it might have been to the 50. So we have to finish better in that area. In the punt game, we've had few opportunities. And when we had opportunities, we weren't as good as we needed to be.
Has any decision been made about Juwan Bentley, whether he's going to try to play again?
We're going to have one more conversation this week and figure out where exactly that he needs to do for our program and for himself.
And just from other than DJ, any other notable players be held out of practice this week?
No, we came out very healthy other than DJ. And like I said, we'll get back to work on the field tomorrow and see who's, you know, it's good to give them some time off and to recover from the bumps and bruises. But I don't think we had any significant injuries coming off of the last week against Wisconsin.
Thanks, Daryl.
You're welcome.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Luke Meredith with Associated Press.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hi, Luke. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So I'm sure you saw that some people took to social media, unfortunately, to bash the Michigan punter after what happened up there in Ann Arbor. And I wonder, in that context, what is your strategy or what do you say to your kids about social media and maybe dealing with some of the negativity that undoubtedly comes from there?
I haven't heard or I haven't seen any of the comments, but I heard about the comments of, you know, just threatening the young man. That's a shame. You know, I feel bad for him. I feel bad for, you know, his family that they have to go through that stress. You know, the kid dropped a punt, all right? I understand that. But nobody should need to go through, death threats, if that's really what's happening. And again, I have not seen those. That's what's been communicated to me. And I hope that, you know, nobody has to go under that circumstance because of losing a football game.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you're starting a freshman quarterback. Your leading rusher is a freshman. Talk about the challenges of succeeding in the Big Ten with such young players.
I tell you what, you know, I'm glad you asked that question, because on Saturday, for the first time, I thought those third-year players that we had in the program showed up collectively and played hard football and made plays, and they started to look like they were really coming. Our defensive line played the best game since we've been here. Jake Replogle and Evan Panto and Rajon Howard, all those guys that we brought in that first year. And then you had your older guys that always play pretty well, Frankie and Anthony Brown. But, you know, you're right. You're dealing with some young players that on offense that need to come along. But you're starting to see some of those guys that you brought in really start to develop into Big Ten type players. And that's why you're in the game 10-7. At the end of the third quarter, much different than it was 2 years ago when we were up there, and we had no chance of winning that game 2 years ago.
Our next question comes from the line to Stacy Quarty with Golden Black Illustrated.
Hey, Daryl, going to jump back in here really quick. You had said, you know, we have to reassess some of the things that we're doing. What are those things? I mean, what kind of changes, you know, will you make this week?
Well, I think, this week will be a basic get back to the fundamentals type of thing. But also you take a look at your package and, okay, what can we do down the stretch these last five games that you can, you know, like I said before, the execution against Wisconsin, we felt like we had to run the football because of who they had on defense. You'll look at the next opponent, and then you'll make tweaks on what you think you can do best. But I think you're constantly evaluating how you can attack teams in all three phases, and I think that's part of the reassessment.
But will that include any personnel changes? I mean, you're sticking with David as the quarterback, or any kind of changes to play calling?
We're definitely sticking with David and play calling. I mean, play calls are based on what you have in the game plan.
In terms of who's making those plays, though, John Shoup will continue to call the plays for you guys?
Yeah. Are you asking if we're going to change the play caller?
Yes.
You're asking?
Yes.
No, we're not going to change the play caller right now.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.